you won't want to miss the original company's annual Farm Profit Preview, December 7th at Highland Woods in Vincennes. Continuing education classes for private and commercial application licensing will be available. You'll have the chance to speak with the top companies in the ag industry like Progressive Chemical and Lighting, Good Samaritan Hospital Joint Replacement Center, and Green Tree Hardwoods. That's December 7th at Highland Woods in Vincennes, the Farm Profit Preview.
The year-end sales event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford. Now is the perfect time to drive home a new Ford. Get 0% financing for 72 months across the 2017 Ford lineup. Save up to $10,000 on a new F-150 and up to $11,000 on a new Expedition. Drive one during the year-end sales event going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. Bill Dobson Ford!
Purdue Farms Incorporated is one of the largest growing poultry companies in the entire nation. Purdue Foods enhances lives through quality branded chicken, turkey, and pork products distributed through retail, food service, and international customers. Purdue products offer consumer choices, all with the same commitment to quality and wholesomeness. Purdue Farms has had a family commitment to quality since 1920.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Whether it's a new garage or a basement remodel, you'll get an 11% rebate on all of it. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save now during the 11% rebate sale at Menards. Good through December 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Old Town Players children's musical, The Grinch, opens Friday for 6 performances at the Old Town Players Theater and Arts Center at 5th and Broadway Street. The show runs this weekend and again next weekend. Each performance will open with a mini-concert featuring an area school choir. Showtimes for Friday and Saturday are 7 p.m. and Sunday shows are at 3. Tickets sold at the door cost $12 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, and $4 for children. Details about all OTP shows are available at OldTownPlayers.org. Mark your calendar, tie a string around your finger, put it in your phone. Whatever you need to do, just remember the 2018 Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase is Sunday, January 14th at Adams Coliseum. Come shop for the wedding dress you've always dreamed of. Jewelry, beautiful flowers, photographers, DJs, caterers, and more. Register for a honeymoon trip to Myrtle Beach. The Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase, Saturday, January 14th at Adams Coliseum, sponsored by the Original Company Radio Stations.
Help is here for those with low vision. Here's another community event on WAOV. The Will Center, or Wabash Independent Living and Learning Center Low Vision Program, will have quarterly support meetings aimed at individuals with some sort of visual impairment. The meetings organized by the Will Center's Low Vision Program. It'll be held at the Knox County Public Library Meeting House at 6th and Hart Street. For more information, call the Low Vision Program at 812-298-9455.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the low 30s. Friday, sunny, highs reaching the mid-30s. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of morning snow showers, highs in the lower 30s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named a Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And it is Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour. This is Sharon Elliott with the Original Company Radio Stations. And it's Ask the Designer, our talk show here on the 3 o'clock hour, joined with Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Cher. It's a beautiful day out there today.
It is. Beautiful sunshine. A little chilly, but I'll take chilly if we have the sun.
That's right. Makes you feel good just looking outside.
It does. It's amazing how just the sunshine can do so much for you. So we are here today, and we're going to talk about Christmas decorating.
Some more Christmas decorating ideas.
Yeah. And lots of great information. But we're here each Wednesday on the 3 o'clock hour. You can tune in to us at 97.7 FM, AM 1450, or go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo there. It'll take you to a landing page, and you can click to listen live. While you're there, you can send in ideas, questions, or topics you'd like to have discussed here on the station. And then also, today we're going to talk about our favorite Christmas memory. So if you haven't already sent in that to us, you've got time to do it. You can email that in to ShareElliott@originalcompany.com or click on the Ask the Designer logo there and submit it through the website. So lots of good information to share again today. And Greg, how are things going there at the shop?
We're busy. We're real busy. We've sold a couple of trees this week, and you know, so it's keeping us hopping. But for our listeners, the discount on Christmas stuff is going to 40%.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, last week we had a secret that Greg shared with us that for the last week you could go in and say you'd listen to the show and get 30% off any regular priced Christmas items. So now you're saying it's 40% off?
Right.
Oh my goodness. So it's never too late to go out and grab some new Christmas stuff, is it?
No, it's never too late. You know, our Santa Clauses that are dressed, we've had a pretty good run on those this week. We've got a few left, but by no means are they leftovers. They're all really pretty, and you know, they're $30. So when you get 40% off,
wow,
you know,
yeah,
then that drops them to $18. That's a gift for under $20.
Wow, and you know, we talked about that last week about how Christmas decorations make great wedding gift ideas.
Yes.
For presents, because.
Right.
You know, these new couples, they're starting out, and then comes Christmas, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I have to spend all this money just to get a tree and decorations, and then they got to buy the presents for all the family and their friends. So, yeah, these are a great idea. Brand new, very nice items on sale already this early in December. So, yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, and, you know, I had someone in this week that, you know, that was a couple that had both been married previously and were getting married this month, and what do? They've got a whole house full of stuff, blah,
true,
blah, blah. I said, you know, buy them something that's Christmas themed. That way, if they have one, they probably need two.
Yeah.
If they don't have one, they need one definitely. And so, you know, we started looking at suggestions. And, you know, we've got some beautiful table runners.
Yes, yes.
And there's one that's embroidered that really copies kind of the Linux pattern, the Linux Christmas pattern in the china.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's very closely aligned to it. Then we have a really pretty gray beaded one.
That's the one I love.
Yeah, you
one.
Saw that.
Yes.
That you picked some stuff off of that table that was on.
I did. Yes, I did.
And it's got little bling bling snowflakes on it.
I know.
Yeah.
I may just have to go back and get that.
You might have to get that. That'd be pretty on a tabletop.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to just use a table runner on a tabletop. You can fold it in half and put it on a cocktail table.
Yeah, and that's how Jane had it displayed there. It was on the cocktail table, and it was kind of tucked under, and it just,
right,
you know, it was nice. And that's where I actually have the stuff that I bought. I have it on my cocktail table because I decided I'm not going to do a tree, but I have this beautiful display there on the Christmas display there on the coffee table or cocktail table. So I think I may go back and get that runner.
It's a pretty runner. It's a nice runner. Then we've got the cardinal runner that looks like the postage,
right,
stamp, and there's still some pills that match it.
Yeah.
So if you've got, like, in your kitchen nook, you know, you could put those Christmas pillows in your dinette chairs,
mm-hmm,
and put that little runner on your table and give you a real Christmassy feel. So, you know, also a table runner, you know, you can put on a mantle. mm-hmm. fold it in half lengthwise, mm-hmm. and use it on a mantle. You can also wrap it like a stole around a tree.
I would have never thought about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You can wrap it around and kind of tuck it in the branches, mm-hmm. kind of make it look like a stole,
mm-hmm.
And show the pattern on it, you know, so it's kind of fun. And we have some traditional black and white and cream runners that are pretty for winter time.
Yeah.
You can leave those all winter.
Right.
And then the we've got another runner we've got some lace runners. So if you want something that looks snowy and lacy and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
That lace is really pretty over a red tablecloth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can layer those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would look very nice.
So, you know, it looks really good. Gives you red and white for Christmas. And, you know, then you could take some pine branches that we've got at the store and hook those together, put a big red bow on it. If you don't know how to tie a bow, if you come in the store, one of us will teach you.
Yeah.
And you can tie that bow around those sprigs of greenery and put a candle with it, and you've got a little tablescape.
Very
really easy, real simple.
That's what I love about coming into the store is that you guys are so awesome at, you know, I came in on Saturday and Janice worked with me and I said, you know, I want this flocked greenery. I don't know what I want to do else. You know, I think I want to do this and I think I want to do that. So she's just gathering stuff up. We're picking stuff up from over here and over there and we're going to the back there and working on the table and getting it all assembled. And you guys just... All of you do a great job of just helping me figure out, and I've seen it with other customers, you know, you just start working and you take somebody's little idea and then you add this and you add that and you suggest this and you suggest that. And it's gorgeous by the time it's all done and said.
Right.
And that's, you know, the customer service that you get while you're there is just incredible. I can say that I've had that kind of ability to just work and put this in, you know, we were bending limbs on those greeneries and, you know, it was just, you know,
getting
great.
Them shaped the way they need
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, it was great. I wouldn't know that I could do that at most places. You know, y'all just are so welcoming and so easy to work with. So we like that a lot about Regal Furniture.
Well, the girls are very, very good to help our customers and I try also, and we want to remind them about the home decorating. We go in and do the decorating for you. So
Yep. You
don't have to do it yourself. If you don't want to, we go in and we can either bring you new decorations or we can use yours and add some things to it, kind of change things around. You know, sometimes just have somebody else putting your decor out.
Right.
Helps you because we find a different spot for it. Maybe
right.
Maybe you've always put that one candle in the middle of the cocktail table. Well, we might put it in the middle of the dining room table and add some greenery to it,
mm-hmm.
and make a whole centerpiece out of it. So, you know, that new idea doesn't hurt, and it kind of makes you feel like everything's new in your house.
Right, right. Very nice, very nice. And it's not too late. If somebody doesn't have a tree up, don't worry. You guys still have trees available to purchase.
We're putting two trees up tomorrow.
So, see, yeah, I mean, you still have the opportunity to... go in and buy your new tree, fully decorated, just the tree, just the ornaments. I mean, you have so much stuff available there.
That's right. You know, it's still early December. You got plenty of time to enjoy it. And, you know, even if you don't put a tree up, you can always put, you can hang some of those room centers like we have, the
mm-hmm.
tree centers
mm-hmm.
that put out the fresh pine smell and everything. You can put those in an arrangement on the table, one disc at a time. And it, you know, everybody walks in and they go, oh, you got fresh pine in here, where is it?
I did forget that when I was there on Saturday, so I'll have to pick some of those up while I'm there as well.
You're smart. They're down to 40% off
now. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. I didn't forget. I was waiting. I knew there'd be another special. You'd have a better special. So see, it's not too late if you haven't put the tree up. You still have plenty of time to do that as well. And for those people who buy trees from you, if need be, if they don't have a place to store it, you'll even come back and pick it up and put it in storage till next year for them, correct?
That's right. We do that.
Gosh.
They want that done. So.
So handy. You guys are so great about that.
We've got a big warehouse, and it really is a lot better for a tree if you can leave it standing.
Okay.
We cover it with plastic so it doesn't get dusty or anything. And then we just take it back the next year. And then if you want us to, you know, we can do it one of two ways. We can either, you know, just store the tree without anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can store the tree and then come back and we store the ornaments with the tree. And we bring the tree back and set it up in your house.
Oh, very nice.
And like one of the places we're setting up tomorrow, we're going to store all their Christmas decor for them. You know, sometimes you just don't have room for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or you don't have space, so you squeeze it in someplace. Then you go get it out next year. It doesn't look good, and it looks mashed, and it looks crushed, and you think, oh, gee, I have to go buy something else.
But, yeah, this is too far gone. Yeah. I can't fluff this enough to make it look good.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Right. Who sat on that bow all year, you know?
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I need to come in and let you guys teach me how to make a bow, because I've tried so many times and just never looks good. And you can use bows all the time for, you know, wreaths that you make all year long, and you know,
if you're wrapping
tree.
A gift and you don't have a pre-made bow, or you haven't gotten to the store to buy one, if you know how to make one, it's pretty simple. You know,
very good. And let's remind listeners, the store, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, is located
4th and Bessarin,
downtown Vincennes. And the phone number is
812-886-4444.
And then also the hours.
9 to 5 Monday through Saturday. We are closed on Sundays. We're open evenings by appointment. A lot of time, you know, if people need a gift, they'll call in and they go, oh, gosh, I forgot. Can you do this? Yeah, we can get it done. We get it ready for you. And many times, you know, if I'm in store, I'll stay and, you know, let somebody pick it up after 5 o'clock.
Yeah. All they got to do is call.
Call me and I can stay and have your present wrapped and ready to go for you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we still have lots of Christmas to talk about.
Do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
For a laugh minute from your home of the Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's time for Bill Clinton's Insider.
I love this.
All right.
That's right. From the hill and beyond, all kinds of news. I read a survey in USA Today. You know, I just spent that vacation in the Hamptons with Hillary last week, so it kind of hit right home with me.
Yeah.
It was I spent about 1,000 days last week out there with her. It was really only 3.5.
A long one, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a long one. But anyway, the question is, the survey is, how long into your vacation does it take until you feel truly relaxed?
Oh, that's a good question.
All right. The number one answer was a day or less. At 42%.
Oh.
I find that kind of hard to believe.
I would say second day.
Mine would be as soon as I leave Hillary at the hotel.
And, I understand
But my response was as soon as the escorts knock on my hotel room door.
Listen to the Bob and Tom Show weekday mornings and Bob and Tom Extra on Saturdays.
Tune in to Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Street to Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road to Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and it is Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour. So that means it is the Ask the Designer show with Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, thanks for joining us. And we are talking about Christmas again. We can never get too tired of talking about Christmas, though, can we?
Yeah, there's so much to talk about at Christmas.
There is. So much going on. And so we talked, remind listeners that Greg just announced that it is now 40% off regularly priced Christmas items down at the store. Mention that you heard it here, and you'll get 40% off those items. So if you've been waiting, now's the time to run down there and grab it, because it's still not too late to be adding different pieces to your Christmas decorations or winter decorations,
right.
You know, if you're not doing specifically Christmas, because I'm kind of lazy. When I decorate, I like to do it in seasons almost. So like right. for fall, I do a little bit of Thanksgiving, a little bit that's Halloween, but mainly it's just fall themed. And then same with winter and Christmas. I do snowmen and snow and don't get too heavy on Santa or Christmas trees or that kind of stuff.
Right.
So if you do it that way, then you can leave it up longer.
Right. And well, and you know, birds are real big right now. We've got a great big, we've got a beautiful cardinal tree in the store.
Yes, that is gorgeous.
And we have some beautiful glass cardinal ornaments. We have some cardinal snow globes.
I didn't see those.
And you need to come back.
And I thought I had crawled every inch of that store
yeah,
on Saturday, but I missed it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I missed it. For
but
sure.
The and then we've got some clip-on cardinals, which are kind of pretty on, like, even a ficus tree. If you've got a ficus tree in your house, put a little red cardinal on it. Makes you feel good during the wintertime. And,
yeah, it would.
You know, it's
spices
definitely
it up.
In vogue. And, you know.
Yeah.
We have our Indiana and Illinois ornaments.
Oh,
so,
yep.
You know, that I really want to stress that with this show because I think it's really neat to buy one of those Indiana or Illinois ornaments if you're from either state. And send it to your children with a little message, or send it to your grandchildren. They're like a balsa wood.
Yes.
So you can put a message on the back, put the year and the date, and say, you know, Pops loves you, or Grandma loves you, or,
yeah.
you know, whatever is fitting, or baby's first Christmas, or
cause
happy anniversary,
true.
You know, congratulations on your wedding. You know, those little things are kind of nice because they're very personal. And then sign them, you know, and date them. And people will enjoy those for years because they'll say, well, you know, so-and-so was thinking of us this Christmas. You know,
yeah,
so.
yeah. And again, it's a multi-purpose because it's a gift. And then they can hang it on their tree. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have family that live in other states or, you know, siblings or parents or children who've moved to other states. You know, like my son, well, he's in Texas now, but it will be stationed in Illinois. So those are kind of neat things to be able to give to them.
Have
so
to
that
give
way they
one
was,
of each.
There, yeah, there you go. There you go. Then, you know, just it's nice. Good memories.
Well, you know, share like with your son, you need to do an Indiana one and tell him because I know you're very proud of him.
Oh, my goodness.
You need
yeah.
to put that in writing and say so.
Yeah.
And put the date on it.
Yeah. Very
and
good
then
idea.
The Illinois one, since that's going to be their first home. You need to give them a little Illinois ornament and go for your first home.
Perfect.
2017 or 18, whenever it's going to be.
Yeah.
That they're going to be there. Because they'll look at that ornament 20 years from now and think, oh, Mom bought that for us.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, true. It is a very good idea.
People laugh about those things, but I've got some notes and things that my grandparents wrote to me as a kid that I've kept and saved, and
yeah.
it's nice to get those out and look at them every now and then.
Yeah, well, and it's just things that you don't think about, but those are great ideas. First Christmas together, you know, in our first home, you know, that's
right.
definitely a great idea. So,
and it, you know, it's the ornament. The regular price of the ornament is $7.
Oh, goodness!
So you know, it's not a huge gift, but it'd be put in a card,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to ship it. You don't have to pay. You know, $20 to ship it someplace.
Exactly.
And yet you can give someone a wonderful, meaningful Christmas gift, you know, with a message on it. You know, we all get so busy. We're so tied up with different media and everything. We've forgotten about the written word and putting it down for posterity so it stays
mm-hmm.
there. Because
yeah.
if you send somebody a message, say, I love you on a text, that thing's gone the next update.
Right.
Or, you know, when they clear their phone for a new phone. Or,
yep.
You know, it's things. Nice to have those things.
Yeah, those handwritten personal notes are so
right.
memorable.
My son was up last week. My old box TV finally bit the dust. So I bought a new one, and he came up and hooked it all up for me because I'm a techie. I'm not a techie at all.
I understand.
I bought a smart TV, and I've found out it's a lot smarter than I am. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'm enjoying it. But when he was up, there were things he was asking about, you know, in the curio cabinet. And he said, well, who'd this belong to? Who'd that belong to? He said, I hope you've made notes of all this stuff, where whose it is and what it was and whose it was and this sort of thing. And I have. But, you know, if we don't do that, they're not going to realize those pieces came from
right.
this or that or this place or that place. It's like my recipe for my Christmas cookies, the shortbread cookies. The date on that recipe is 1870.
Wow.
You know, and,
that's
you know,
incredible.
The kids look at that recipe and they go, whose writing is this? Well, it's my great-grandmother's.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. Traditions are so neat. And we did ask if for the listeners to send in some of your favorite Christmas memories or traditions that you'd like to share with us. You can still send those in at shareelliott@originalcompany.com or go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and then submit it in from that page. We'd love to share that over the next couple of weeks. So.
Or tell us what you're grateful for, thankful for.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that.
Or a certain person that's been important in your life, you know, like school teachers. You know, everybody, I think everybody has one teacher or two or three that at some point in your learning curve, the learning career, going to school, that this teacher was really important to you. She could always tell you the right thing.
Yeah.
She knew how to communicate, and she gave you valuable lessons. And you know, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, I've got several friends that are retired now, and they talk about their kids you know, that they had in school. And, you know, you see this happen every once in a while in the grocery store or you're shopping, and somebody you know that's a teacher, somebody comes up and says, oh, I remember you, so Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, I had you for English or math or whatever. Something special like that's nice to share on the air because they might be listening, and what a thrill that would be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We definitely want to hear that. All right. we have been talking about Christmas, decorating and things, traditions just now. What else do you think is important when decorating, Greg?
I really like candles for Christmas. Candles, you know. The whole thing with lights on a tree is that, you know, that Christ is the light of the world. And, and you know, so a candle to me is helps signify that same meaning of Christmas, you know, that, you know, that we were given a gift and, you know, that gift was Christ and he is the light of the world. So we symbolize a lot of Christmas symbolism is light. So a candle's the perfect thing to put out. And the new battery candles are safe.
Yes.
They aren't toxic. They don't hurt your furniture. They don't hurt your window coverings or your blinds. They don't produce soot, and they don't produce any type of chemical. Even the soot-free has a chemical in it, so it doesn't make soot. So then you've got another chemical that's
going in. You're combating something different.
Yeah. So, you know, let's think about that and do a battery candle instead. There's different sizes, different shapes, some with remotes, some without. And you can put a battery candle where you never put a real candle, like in a bookcase.
Yeah. Well, and what's nice about those, if you have small children or grandchildren or pets, if somebody bumps those and it knocks over, you don't have a mess with any of the wax.
You don't have a ruined tabletop or ruined cabinet.
Exactly. And most of them are timer. They have timers built in them, so they'll come on at the same time every time and stay on for a certain length of time, whatever you decide that you want it to be. So it's nice that, you know, those are easy to maintain. And you there at Regal Furniture have a large selection of different kinds of these candles available.
Right. There's a new fragrance candle out.
Yeah, those
now
are pretty awesome too.
Has cinnamon or the spruce and balsam pine kind of fragrance to it. It's very nice. It's a fresh, clean smell. It's not overpowering. The other thing is sea salt and vanilla, and everyday scent. The cinnamon's been real popular. I've had some people say they bought those and put them on the counter in there. Kitchen with the cinnamon scent in it, and because it makes your kitchen smell like you've just baked, you know, and that baking thing kind of goes along with Christmas. So
yes for sure. All right, well, we're going to take our next break, and when we come back we'll finish.
We're going to have a special recipe today to
share. Even better, so stay tuned.
Until spring of next year. Finally, the commissioners confirmed the appointment of Rick Deem as District 2 road foreman. Deem's position, along with the other two road foreman spots, will be up for reappointment next month. A Vincennes man turned himself in yesterday on a warrant for leaving the scene of a serious injury accident while intoxicated. 50-year-old David Tripp was wanted on a warrant. issued in early October of this year out of Knox Circuit Court. And Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb is directing flags across Indiana to be flown at half-staff tomorrow for Pearl Harbor Day. The governor is requesting the flags fly at half-staff tomorrow, December 7th, from sunrise to sunset. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report. Ag markets today under pressure. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry, 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. Most commodities under pressure today, providing headwinds for the ag markets. Also, dollar and a half lower crude oil, a big problem. March corn goes down a penny at 352 and three quarters. May 361 off one and a quarter, and a penny and a quarter lower July corn at 369 and a quarter. Soy meal down and the bean complex lower all day long. January 1002 and three quarters, down a nickel and three quarters. March down the same amount, 1014 and three quarters. March wheat, 425 and a quarter, down seven and a half. $1.25 down. February live cattle, 119.27. Lean hogs, 68.95, down $1.55. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your ag today? Indiana's most listened to farm network.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
South Knox easily over North Knox. Reveille falls to Memorial. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. South Knox boys basketball team led 16-5 after one and never looked back. They went 77-33 over North Knox. 2-1 Spartans led by 19 out of Gage Bobe and 17 out of Brandon Fickling. Parker Trombley had 12 for 0-4 North Knox. Spartans play Saturday at Robinson. North Knox plays again on Friday against Shakamek. Vincent Treveille fell to visiting Evansville Memorial, 74-40. Memorial led 19-8 after one. The game was never in doubt the rest of the way. McCain Claycomb at 14, Colton Musin 13 for the 2-1 Patriots. Sam DeVault led 1-0 Memorial with 21. Patriots play again Friday at home with Washington Catholic. Other games last night, Lawrenceville down Oblong, 79-47. Mount Carmel, 61. Robinson, 45. Boonville over Tecumseh, 56-45. And Modern Day, 71-38. Over Mount Vernon. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. Helping seniors enjoy fitness with this community event on WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, so bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002 for enhanced fitness classes at Vincennes University, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the low 30s. Friday, sunny, highs reaching the mid-30s. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of morning snow showers, highs in the lower 30s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV, at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and it's the 3 o'clock hour, so that's live and local. And on Wednesdays, you get the cool kids. We're here for Ask the Designer Talk Show. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, we're still on Christmas. There's still lots of great Christmas stuff to do and talk about.
Right.
And so you said you have a little secret for us.
I got a special recipe for you today.
Oh,
you know,
awesome.
We've been talking about memories, and I think about this. And, you know, we may make this little recipe thing a part of the show every once in a while.
Oh, neat.
Just because people like different recipes.
Yeah, mix it up.
I don't remember actually where this recipe came from for sure. But I make it at Christmas time, and you buy you three or four red delicious apples, and then core them.
Okay.
Okay. and then you slice them horizontally so you have an apple ring.
Okay.
And you leave the skin on so you got red around the edge, okay? Then you take an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, an 8-ounce package of Cool Whip, combine that in a bowl, and then you take and add a tablespoon of concentrated orange juice, frozen.
Okay.
And then you add a package of chopped dates. You can buy those in the freezer section. Mm-hmm. They're chopped and sugared.
Okay.
They're little bitty pieces of date. You know how nice and sweet and rich a date is.
Right.
You dump that in there, okay, in the cream cheese and the Cool Whip and the orange juice concentrate. You mix that up, and you spread that over on your apple ring. Leave the hole in the middle open.
Uh-huh.
And so you got this little ring, and then you sprinkle chopped pecans over the top.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you put it on a platter that you've got green parsley on.
Mm-hmm.
And that red apple, they look like little Christmas wreaths laying there.
Oh, how cute. Yeah.
And then what you do is, I've got to tell this on myself.
Uh-oh.
I'm reading the recipe. It said, cut red maraschino cherries and make a bow. So I set my maraschino cherries down on my cutting board, and I cut these thin strips of maraschino cherries. Then I sat there and tied them into a little bow. And I got so frustrated because about the time you pull them together, they break.
Ugh.
And so, you know, I did 3 or 4 of these. And then all of a sudden I went, hello, brain turned on. If you take a loop of that maraschino cherry thing, if you stick it in the cream cheese mixture, it'll hold it.
Oh.
So you put 2 loops and then put the streamers on. You don't tie the bow and stick it on top.
Oops. But hey, you figured it out after a while. So.
Yeah, I didn't do too many of them, only probably 10 or 12. But
oh,
yeah, it really is it makes a beautiful dish, and they're delicious. They are wonderful.
Sounds very tasty.
It's tasty. You get just a hint of that orange in with the date and mm-hmm. the apple and the pecans, and you know, it's just
such a nice balance.
Yeah, and it's actually a pretty healthy snack.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I like to take the extra and put it on other things, you know, too, you know, like grapes. It's really good as a grape, you know, to, you know,
dip
your grapes in, or, you know, other things. And so,
yeah, I can see that. I can see
that. But it's a nice, you know, it's just a nice holiday recipe. So if you need something to take to somebody, or you want invited to a party, it says bring a plate or bring an hors d'oeuvre or something.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a new idea for a dessert.
Heck yeah. I know I'm always looking for new ideas for dinner or whatever, and I am not Betty Crocker by any means. So anytime I can get a helpful hint from an expert or somebody that has a great recipe that works for them, I'm all about using it.
It's really pretty easy to make.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too labor intensive.
No.
So even Cher could do that, it sounds
well,
like.
Well, the most tedious part of the whole thing is spreading the apple ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to do that with a spoon, because the spoon's curved.
Yeah.
And the apple peel is curved. So yeah. If you take that little spoon and work it around the edge, it seems like it mounds it pretty well evenly.
Yeah, true.
And it's not too hard. Oh, one thing before you put the filling on the top of the apple,
mm-hmm.
you'd be sure to squeeze a little lemon juice over it so they don't turn brown on you.
Oh, that's handy dandy. Use lemon juice to keep the apple from browning quickly.
Mm-hmm. Turning brown. Or there's a powder that you can buy at the grocery that helps that.
That'll
too.
Do that too.
I don't remember the name of that. But
yeah.
I always have lemons around, so I usually just use lemon juice and it works fine.
Very nice.
And it gives you that little tart that kind of goes along with the orange citrus
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think it's nice, but you'll have to try it and then let me know if you like those or not.
There you go. Well, and like you said, it makes a nice looking display as well as a great taste. It looks pretty too. So you can
really
wow your guests.
And that filling isn't bad on a vanilla wafer either,
oh,
Cher.
There you go. There
you don't
you
have
go.
To put bows on a vanilla wafer.
Yeah, just slather them on. There you go. I don't blame you. I'd be the same way. That's sweets will be the death of me for sure. So, but that's a great idea. And so if you like that idea and recipe and you weren't able to jot everything down, don't worry. Our shows are recorded. They go on the web. And so tomorrow you'll be able to go online, newsnextcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo. It goes to our page there on the AOV website. And this show will show up there. You just click on that and you'll be able to play and listen to the recipe. Or if that doesn't work, you can always call into the store there and talk to one of the girls, and Greg can...
if they want the recipe, they better talk to me.
There you go. They can get you hooked up with Greg to get the recipe. So, but yeah, that sounds delicious. Any other little helpful hints or ideas for maybe food dishes or present, you know, how you present maybe your dessert or order?
I think Christmas time is always a fun time. And people have said to me, what do you do to a table to make it look different? You know, maybe they don't want to put a runner over their tablecloth. Use a contrasting ribbon.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A 2-inch or a 4-inch ribbon.
Something
and run
simple.
It between your plates or around the table. Another thing that's real cute for Christmas is if you get you some little miniature wreaths, maybe an 8-inch diameter wreath, put a hook on it and hook it on the backs of your dining chairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's really kind of festive looking when people walk in, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and remember cloth napkins are really nice at Christmas.
Right.
And you know, my job years ago when we went to my Aunt May's for Christmas, and my job on Christmas Eve would be to fold the napkins for the table.
Okay.
So every year it was fun trying to find a new fold or a shape to fold it into. You know, they learned to do the swan and the, you know, and the little triangular one that sits up. And, you know, and one year we stuck them in the water glass and, you know, did a frilly look that way. And you know, so there's lots of different ways that you can fold, you know, a cloth napkin and kind of add some little festiveness.
Yeah.
Even if your china is very plain, your table's very plain, you know, buy a pretty bright colored napkin and do it that way, or add placemats under your place setting, even on top of a tablecloth.
Okay, so that's not frowned upon to have a placemat on top of the tablecloth like
no,
that.
No, might your save you from having to have your tablecloth clean.
Well, true, good point. If you're at my house, yeah, that would definitely be it because I'm klutzy.
My dining room's gold and silver, so I put a white linen cloth on the table, and then I've got gold placemats that go under the dishes. So
very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, I think we're going to take our next break, and we come back, we're going to talk about more Christmas and decorating, and maybe even, I think we've got a couple
memories
to share. So be sure and stay tuned.
Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription, safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Pete the Planner here with a gift idea that'll brighten your kids' future. Indiana's College Choice 529 Direct Savings Plan. A bright gift because it's a tax-advantaged way to save for any eligible post-secondary school. Plus, Indiana residents who contribute may receive a tax credit of up to $1,000 per year. Give this bright gift, and soon, make your College Choice 529 plan contributions by December 31st. Enroll or contribute today at collegechoicedirect.com.
Add some power to your Christmas list this year. Right now, legendary fuel-powered steel chainsaws start at $179.95. And steel battery-powered blowers start at just $129.95. Deck your halls with power. Put a steel under your tree. Fuel or battery, Find the steel power that's right for you. Search STIHL or find a dealer at steeldealers.com. All prices MSRP at participating.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussrin Streets, Vincennes.
And this is Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Station, and we're back here live to talk about Ask the Designer. It's our normal 3 o'clock show here on Wednesdays. Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery is here with me, and we have fun each week here. We like to listen to what you have to say, and so if you have an item or topic you'd like to have discussed, we want to know about it. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and there's a form there you can fill out and send us your idea of what you want to hear us talk about or share an item with us. And if you can't get to us on email, that's okay. You can give us a call. You can call me here at the station, 812-882-6060. Or you can reach Greg at the store, and that's 812-886-4444. And so we're here in our last segment, and just kind of recap, we want to remind everybody that the store this week, you're offering 40% off
right.
regularly priced Christmas items.
Right.
So you don't want to miss out. If you didn't make it for the 30%, you know, Greg surprised us and has 40% off this week. So be sure and go and get your Christmas stuff. If you're looking for a gift to take to a sister's club or a book club or for your children's teacher, you've got tons of awesome ideas there in the gift gallery for people to go and look. And what I love about it is there's so many different price points. Regardless of what budget you have to spend, you've got something for everybody, men, women, inexpensive, nice, expensive stuff. I mean, it's just all available.
Right. We go everything from like a $5 gift or $10 gift to Waterford Crystal. And, you know, we've been selling some monogrammed crystal for Christmas. And, you know, that's a very nice gift. You know, if you're looking for something, for someone that has everything.
Yeah.
Set of monogrammed wine glasses, or you can just put the last name initial on the glass. And, you know, that's a very nice gift.
Yeah, yeah, very nice and a very special, you know, because it was personalized.
Right.
And so those are
right.
very, very nice. And of course, our friends at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, they gift wrapped the gift for you.
Right. And it's free.
And it's free. We love free. And it's beautiful. I mean, it, like I mentioned last week, it kind of reminds me of back in the day when you would go to the big department stores and they would
right.
wrap the gifts, and they're gorgeous. I mean, you're almost afraid to actually open the present because they're wrapped so nicely. So you can even call Greg and the girls and say, hey, I need to come by and get my husband or my wife a gift, and I'll be there at 5 o'clock. I want to spend $50 or $100 or $300, and y'all just go out, figure out some really cute stuff, wrap it all up, and boom, you're ready to go.
That's right.
Gosh, it's so easy.
Put a card on it.
Easy, easy, easy. So easy to do. So we like that a lot. Greg, any other items or ideas that you want to share with us?
Remember the kitchen. The kitchen always gets left out Christmas decorating. And
true.
we've got a Christmas tree in the store that's got some cute little gingerbread men on it and some gingerbread cookies. And it's got a pickle on it.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Do you have a pickle for your tree, Cher?
I don't. I don't even know the story about the pickle. I've seen people talk about hiding the pickle in the tree, but I don't even know the story behind that.
Well, you hide the pickle in the tree, and then the person who finds it gets a special gift.
Ah. Now, do they have to wait till Christmas Day to
yes.
find the pickle? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that a German tradition?
It's German,
okay,
yes.
That's what I was
yeah.
thinking I
yeah.
had heard.
It's German. And, yeah, they, you know, someone hides the pickle Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then, you know, whoever on Christmas morning finds the pickle gets a special present.
Oh, well, neat.
And I've heard some people say that they used to get a nickel for it, or there's a $5 bill for it, or,
yeah.
You know, someone said whoever finds a pickle gets a $20 bill.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It varies with each family, but it's kind of a neat tradition, I think.
Yeah, that is a neat idea.
You know, and sometimes it's kind of a surprise gift, some candy or something special that's wrapped up under the tree for the person that finds the pickle.
Aw, well, that is neat. That is neat. And so, again, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, you're open Monday through Saturday, right?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. And, of course, Greg or any of the staff there can help you if you're looking to finish decorating your Christmas or holiday winter decorations. Y'all have some really great stuff in there, and they're on sale right now, so don't miss out on that.
Right.
And if you're looking for a gift, you guys are great personal shoppers, too. I mean, you just help pick out the right things. You know, you ask a couple of questions about the person, and then, boom, you somehow work it and have the best gift ready for them. So
right.
Be sure and let Greg and the girls help you out with that as well. And so now we had talked about and asked our listeners to send in their favorite Christmas
sure.
memory.
Yeah.
So I have one here that I'll read real quick.
Oh, good.
It says, my favorite Christmas memory was the year my youngest daughter was only 3 weeks old at Christmas. Her two big sisters thought that she was an early Christmas present, and nothing we gave them that year topped it. They were 2.5 and almost 6, and we were so excited to decorate our live tree, but waited until she was awake so she could be propped up in front of the tree to watch them. They insisted on showing her every ornament as they were hanging them on the tree, and I remember thinking it was going to take forever to decorate that tree that year. Now I wish it had. I won't say how long ago that was, but they all three decorate trees with their own children now. I remind them to be patient and enjoy every minute as they decorate their own trees in their home.
Oh, that's a great memory.
I know. I'm tearing up. It makes my heart patter. That's so sweet. I love that.
Sure. What about your kids? What's your favorite memory of them? What Christmas was special for them?
My goodness. Obviously, first Christmases were very important for me with them. My son is 5 years older than my daughter. So, you know, he wasn't real keen about her at Christmas time. And, you know, he didn't want to. For her first Christmas, she was, oh gosh, she had been 4 months old then. But, yeah, he was too busy. You know, he didn't want to watch mom open sister's presents.
Right.
While he was wanting to do his thing. He was ready. Santa had brought him stuff and he didn't care about his sisters. But, I'm kind of excited now. It's kind of a lull time for me because, you know, he's just recently married and graduating the Air Force next week. His engineering training, and then she's 19. So I don't have littles in my house, but I'm kind of looking forward to when I have grandbabies that I can get excited about Christmas
again.
They're
fun. And
I want to wait a few more years. I want them both to be settled and be in a good place and have jobs and all that before we start grandbabies. But I look forward to that. What about you, Greg? What's your favorite Christmas, maybe as a kid or your kids' Christmas?
My kids' Christmas, there was a year that we got, the boys wanted a battleship thing. And you held a string and you could slide these bombers down this string, and they'd land on this battle on this aircraft carrier.
Cool.
You know, not a battleship, it's an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was one of those some assembly required. I just got it done before they got out of bed.
Oh,
we'd been up all night putting stuff together. We were not very smart as parents. Because we bought them a little kid's pinball machine the same year as the aircraft carrier.
Oh,
that was some assembly required, too. Well, I thought it meant you just put the top on it and the legs on it and you were all set.
Yeah, yeah.
You put all the wires and the bumpers on that
My goodness.
That's why we were up all night. We had the pinball machine and an aircraft carrier put together.
Oh, Lord.
And we just got it done in time for the boys crawling out of bed. It was just unreal. It's like we're like so tired.
Yeah. And they were ready to go for the day. They wanted to play. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad. Look at this. Will you help me with this, Dad? Dad. Yeah. Dad. Dad. Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Fortunately, we had a lot of family around, so we got to get a chance to take a snooze during the day. But
that's awesome.
The aircraft carrier was very, but the pinball machine never quit that day, and the aircraft carrier kept getting landed on, so everybody was happy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Even the big kids enjoyed it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dad was alive at that time, and he was the biggest. He loved that aircraft carrier thing.
Oh, neat.
He really enjoyed the boys, so.
Awesome. 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 What about for you? What's your favorite childhood memory from Christmas?
Oh, gosh.
Or one of them?
Christmas for us was always important in my family. My mother loved Christmas, and there was never too many Christmas decorations, and that lasted her entire life. I mean, as long as she lived, Christmas was the best season. And my best Christmas, probably the year I got an electric train.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a big deal for me. You know, that was what I wanted for Christmas, and I got a Lionel electric train that puffed smoke, and you could blow the whistle.
Holy cow. I love
that electric train.
That's literally all bells and whistles with that train. You got it all.
At that time, that was really spectacular. I mean, that was a real special thing. But I remember, and there's a picture of me sitting on the floor in my pajamas and bathrobe playing with that electric train. So
awesome.
You know, that's a good memory. And I think everybody, what was your special gift growing up? What did you want that you really, really wanted and you weren't sure you were going to get it? And when Santa left it for you, you were just thrilled out of your mind.
Well, I'll be honest. It was an Atari. My sister and I both wanted the Atari, the video game station thing. And I was bad girl. I snuck under the tree and I opened it a little bit just to see the corner to see if that was really what was in there. Cause you know, it looked like the box that we had seen at Kmart, kind of was heavy, you know, shook it. So I slice the end, I pull it open and I look so carefully and I see that it's the Atari box and yes, you know, I'm so excited and you know, I'm strutting my stuff and I, you know, I'm good and I'm getting a little cocky, you know, I'm like 10 or 12 at the time. And so, Christmas morning then, my dad was nice to, let me know that he was in charge because when we opened it, you know, my parents handed us the box. Oh, look, Santa brought you this, you know, open it. Of course, I'm all Miss Know Everything over here and I start opening it. Oh, it's an Atari. Look, it's great. I can't. Thank you, Santa. And I open it up. It's full of bricks. They figured out that I had gotten in there and looked. So they outsmarted me that year. They went back. They unwrapped it, took the gaming station out, put the bricks in, wrapped it back up, and put it under the tree. Oh,
and there's... Did you learn a lesson?
Oh, yeah, real quick. There's a big picture of it, too, that just really makes me look like, you know, I'm just bawling my eyes out. So, it's the end of the show, Greg.
The designer with Greg Grizzly.
We will be back next week.
All right. FM, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Send your memories.
If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and ask the designer.